For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. The statewide death toll from the massive wildfires in California has climbed to at least four dozen as the firefighters struggle to contain the blazes.
The danger is far from over.
LA County Sheriff Jim McDonald warns residents that the winds and the extremely dry conditions make the entire fire zone a hazard, even after the fire has burned through.
The fire burned hotter, faster, and destroyed not only homes, but deep infrastructure such as power lines, water lines, sewers, roads, lights, and other things that make a city, particularly a safe one.
In Northern California, the Camp Fire has burned through more than 125,000 acres, destroyed more than 7,000 structures, and nearly 200 people are still unaccounted for. It's now considered the deadliest fire in California's history. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. Healthcare in this country is a disaster. Health insurance is completely unaffordable and it covers very little. But there's a better way. I'm living proof. I joined myself. I'm a Liberty HealthShare member. Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Everyone loves liberty. Our rights come from God, not from government. Liberty believes people should make decisions for themselves and their families. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. You have the freedom to direct your health care, not to be dictated to by big government or insurance company bureaucrats. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty Health Share. Do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty HealthShare at any time, 365 days a year. I did. My family is a member. Call Liberty toll-free at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information. That's 855-58-LIBERTY or online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
First Lady Melania Trump has called for the dismissal of a top White House national security official. The spokeswoman for Melania said she called for the ouster of Deputy National Security Advisor Myra Ricardel in a statement. Quote, "It is the position of the Office of the First Lady that she no longer deserves the honor of serving in this White House." Ricardel, who came on board with John Bolton earlier this year, traveled with Mrs. Trump to Africa last month. Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen's days could be numbered. Sources say she will be leaving, but the timing is now uncertain. She's been a vocal advocate for the president's policies, including immigration. But those sources say she could fall victim to the president's frustrations that his immigration agenda has stalled. If she is fired, it could pave the way for the exit of Chief of Staff John Kelly, who is one of Nielsen's strongest supporters at the White House. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Look, you've heard me talking for a year about how much I love MyPillow. You can get one, too. And now it's a better deal than ever. You go to MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special, use promo code USA. You'll get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price plus shipping. And don't forget, now you have until March 1st to return it if you're not absolutely in love with it. Go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. But do it now.
Comic book legend Stan Lee has passed away at 95. With more, here's USA's Chris Barnes.
Lee created or co-created Black Panther, Spider-Man, the X-Men, the Mighty Thor, Fantastic Four, Iron Man, the Incredible Hulk, and Ant-Man, among countless other characters. Lee got started in comics in 1939, joining Timely Comics as an office assistant. The publisher, founded by Lee's cousin-in-law, Martin Goodman, would eventually transform into Marvel Comics in 1961. Lee ran and wrote for Marvel until 1972, when then he took on the role of publisher. As for Lee's passing on Monday morning at Cedars-Sinai Hospital, BBC Entertainment reporter Steve Smith puts it this way.
Spider-Man, Ant-Man, Iron Man, and the rest will continue to slug it out without Stan Lee. But the film studios have lost the most precious figure they ever got their hands on. Ideas, man.
For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Former First Lady Michelle Obama says she stands by her motto, when they go low, we go high.
Going low means you're operating from your place of emotion. You know, it doesn't necessarily mean you're operating from a place of results. More often than not, you don't get results when you go low. You just, you know, get your attitude out.
Mrs. Obama was interviewed for CBS This Morning. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.